We are in Yotayim and Aleph. We are in Yotayim and Aleph, right across from Taisus Loi. Right across from Taisus Loi. Darish Rabba. Rabba Darshant. Mitzchar Shamar Avram Avinu Vanoichi Ofer Vefer. Since Avram Avinu said Anoichi Ofer Vefer, he showed his great humility. Zachu Banav the base mitzvahs. The children were Zaycha to two mitzvahs. Efer Parah, Vafar Saita. Efer Parah, and Afar Saita, the ashes of Parah Duma that are Matar from base, the Afar Saita that makes peace between husband and wife. Rashi, Zot Rashi, no Rashi. Frak the Gemara of Ekanami Afar Kisi Hadam. Why don't we say that there was Zaycha to a mitzvah that, right? We're looking for a mitzvah that's done with Afar and with Efer. So why don't we say Afar Kisi Hadam? That the Gemara Hoksham Hechshir Mitzvah Ikka. There's an accomplishment of a mitzvah, but Hano Leka, there's no pleasure. Whereas by Efer Para and by Afar Saita, people gain pleasure from this, Zotrashi. Zotrashi Hano Leka, Be'ezer Kibul Schar. That's not a schar. I mean, let me explain. Of course it's a schar to have an extra mitzvah. But we want a physical schar, a physical pleasure gained from Avraham Avinu's Afar Ve'efer. And the mitzvah of Afar Kisi Adam, it's a great mitzvah, we get Eilam Haba, but it doesn't give us any direct pleasure in this world. Whereas, Avakan, Yashanah, B'Saita Lashon Shalom, by Saita, a person that gets peace with his wife, that's a physical thing that he gets here. He now can get along, live with his wife.
Or not.
What? Well, it's not that he's happy that this is the way it ended up. Meaning, he'd rather, it was usher now. Meaning, if the usher is there, Saita is not going to usher him. Ushlayim b'mamzer b'Yisrael, and the gain is also, there's anah to klal Yisrael, that there is no, there's not imzaynehi, because if she is a loose woman, there's going to be children born, ultimately, and that's going to be a problem. Then Nixa Nisra Sarah, and if she's innocent, she will have good children. Umbatellus Laz Malbanel, Adarabba, the site that takes away the laws. People say her kids are okay, don't worry, she's a good lady. She went through the site process. The Avapara Lataran, Lizakus is Yisrael Mimaisa Egel. And Avapara, we gain Tara from Tumas Meis. And also, as Rashi brought from Rabbi Shadarshan and Parshas Chukas, that it's Mataher, it's Machapara Maisa Egel. That's something that we gain. That kapara maisa ego saves us from punishment. And therefore, there's a direct pleasure, more tangible pleasure in this world than there is from kisi adam. Yes, doctor.
Did any of the commentators seem to say something that seems to me to be a more obvious reason, which is both the ashes of the para and the dust of the stoka are transformative. They change from one thing to another, whereas the cup of
the... I did not see anybody say that. Because you're right, but it wouldn't make a difference. Meaning, so right, so they're transformative, and this is not transformative. But why isn't it a schar? Meaning, if we're looking for things that we gain because of Avraham Avinu saying, God for favor, and we're looking to mitzvahs that we gained, so we gained the third mitzvah. Why isn't that mentioned as a third mitzvah that we gained? You're right, they're transformative, but the answer is because it helps us. So it boils down to the same thing.
We're focusing on different things, but okay, yes, I hear what you're saying.
Again, the Gemara is looking to why those were the schar for us. And the Gemara is saying we need more than just a... We need more than just a mitzvah. We need something that gives tangible results in this world. That's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's answer.
Shalom ben Yisrael.
We're very big on that. We like that.
But I'm sorry to say that. Okay, so they could get back together, but all from this the situation is that she was not Mizana, right? But it could have been she was still in the room with the guy.
She was. Aiden told us that.
I know. She was in the room with the guy, and other things could have happened. I mean...
I lost you on that one.
I'm trying to say, is that...
What other things could have happened? other things would have happened. That make, again, this husband, let's step back. Let me explain. This husband, if he wanted to get rid of his wife now, he could. There's nothing to stop him from saying, I'm angry at my wife, she went privately in her room after I warned her, I don't want anything to do with her anymore, I'm getting rid of her. He could do that. It's fine. He's not taking her to Yerushalayim to get rid of Ksuba. Maybe he is. But I would think that he's taking her to Yerushalayim because he wants to preserve the marriage. Because if he's not interested in preserving the marriage, you could say he's taking her there to have her killed. Or to protect himself from the Ksuba. I can't say that's not an option. But the way the Torah looks at it, the Torah said, listen, this guy's in hot water. His wife is also to him. This marriage is not tenable. It's not workable. What do we do? So, Katayra, I will give you a way to preserve the marriage. Go through the sanctification process. Your wife will be proven to be okay. You can stay married to her and live happily ever after. That's what the Torah wanted from Saita. In the introduction to Masechta Saita, I spoke this out numerous times, that Saita is not to punish. The Rebbeinu Shem takes care of punishments. Saita is to keep a marriage going. That's the purpose of Saita. So it is a pleasure for people that there's a way, and Rashi adds more pleasures. There won't be mamzerim. This is that she's not a Saita. But if there's a pleasure involved, Kitzui Adam, it's a great mitzvah, and there's Chari Nailam Haba. In no way, Chas V'Shalom, am I questioning that. But there's nothing that we walk away with because of Kitzui Adam in this world to say, we gained something from the Kitzui Adam. That's what I think we're making a mountain out of a molehill here. I mean, I hate to say this. Yes.
It was
good
to me that the question itself
is
ignoring the homiletics of what stuff it is.
That's what I answered.
I'm doing it even more severely because I feel the lashes now. As has been pointed out, I think the Gra, but I'm probably wrong. This is the only mitzvah in the entire Torah which involves a miracle.
Rambam.
Thank you very much.
What is this voice?
This thing came in from this band.
Again, that's exactly what I said.
Yeah.
Dr. Gemara Baita. What?
They live happily ever after. I mean, he told her one thing.
Again, let me say this one more time.
No,
you weren't here, but if he wanted to end the marriage, he could end the marriage.
He's trying to make the marriage work.
Why else? I can't say everybody is doing that. But he's spending a lot of time and money to take her up to Yerushalayim to get this done. No, it's cheaper than the Ksuba, but it's still time and money.
She's happy with him.
If she can say, I don't want to go, and it's over. They're both volunteering to do this.
We're both not.
So again, I said this on the first day of Masechta Saita. I said this over and over again. The purpose of Saita is not to punish. The purpose of Saita is to save a marriage. It ends up, if she wants Mazana, it is a punishment. Because he told the Melech Zayin, I will not take it from a threat to a shulez. His kids were zeicher to two mitzvahs. Chut shel tchelus, ritzua shel tfilin. The thread of blue wool and tzitzis, that's part of tzitzis. Tzitzis, you don't need tchelis to be yaitz in the mitzvah of tzitzis, but you need tchelis to be yaitz in the aspect of tchelis in tzitzis. So that they were zeicher to that aspect of tzitzis and to the straps of tefillin. Notice, not tefillin, but the straps of tefillin. There would have been tefillin maybe anyway, but without the mitzvah of tefillin. What are we getting? Mishlaim mitzvah of tefillin. We gave from the straps of tefillin, the chsivaro, kalamiyar, kishem Hashem, nikra lecha. We put the straps around our head, and therefore the tefillin are visible. So Mamela, the world sees that Hashem's name is on you. The tefillin on the head is the one that the Goyim see, and they have v'yaro mimecha. Now, even if they don't do it today, it's not the Tohen's fault. It might be the person wearing the Tohen's fault, right? But the Gra picked up his hat and showed the guy the Tohen's fault. You don't have to go back to the Gra. If Shulam Leib Diskin was in prison, and the reason they let him out is because he picked up his hat and showed him his soul. They got so scared, they threw him out of the country. And they sent him off, and he went there to show. Because he showed him his tefillin. So if you have a Shulam Leib Diskin wearing tefillin, it is an awesome thing for a guy to look at. But that's the schar we get from tefillin. Ella, chuchot chelis mahi. What do we gain from the blue? What's the difference? What's the mila the blue has over the white? Again, as I pointed out earlier, the mitzvah tzitzis we would have had is the aspect of tchelus. So the Gemara, the Tanya, why did Hashem pick tchelus? Meshe tchelus daimeliyam. The color of tchelus is similar to the color of the sea. V'yam daimeliyam. And the color of the sea is similar to the color of the sky. Urekia daimeliyam. I can't tell you any more than that. That the Chazal are telling you that the color of the Kisei HaKavod is similar to the Rekia. Shenamar Vayiru L'Zekei Yisrael, B'tachas Maglav K'maisa Livnas HaSapir, like a brick of sapphire, K'etzem HaShemayim L'Tayar, and like the clear sky in clarity. So we see that the Kisei HaKavod, they saw L'Zekei Yisrael, they saw the Kisei HaKavod, and it looked like Etzem HaShemayim. It says that the kisei looks like Evan Safir, like sapphire. And therefore, Tchelis is a way that we can connect to Kisei HaKavod. It's a reminder for us. Hashem gave us a built-in reminder that we can look at Tchelis and work our way up to think. Now, why don't we say straight Tchelis Daimel Kisei HaKavod? So the Mepharshim say, because it's not. It's step. Tchelis is daimel liyam, yam is daimel rekiya, rekiya is daimel kisei hakavod. Now let everybody who wants to say drushes about this say their drushes in chumashir. We're not going to get involved in that. Why it has to be through steps? Rashi. Dr. Rashi, b'schar mechot ha-tzorech now, shehevriach atzim min ha-gezo. It's an interesting Rashi. The Mepharshim are very bothered. B'schar mechot ha-tzorech now. Now, why is that gezo? It was conquest of war. He refused to take the conquest of war. If I were writing, I would say, Bishar, the fact that he said, I don't want you to say that you're making me rich. I have the Rabbeinu Shlom on my side. I don't need it. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, Hivriach Atzma Min HaGezo. The Maila of Mechut Vatzreich now is to say, I don't want to stand accused of stealing. Conquest of war is halachically not stealing. But the only thing I can say is that Rashi's trying to say, Avraham Avinu didn't want an appearance that people would say, if you conquer a war and you take the booty that you stole. That's what Rashi, because he wasn't really legally stealing. The Torah recognizes conquest of war as a legal means of acquisition. The Raya is, Amen Umbayav Tiru B'Sichayin. Sichayin conquered Amen Umbayav, and the Torah considers it land of Sichayin. It's a legal acquisition. It's one of the legal ways of acquiring things. So Avraham Avinu was not stealing. In fact, the pasuk doesn't mention a word about Zela. He says, like Taima Ani Asharti as Avram. The Teretz is, that feeling of Ani Asharti as Avram, people look at it as not so kosher. And therefore, he stayed away from it. But the Mepharshim do point out that Rashi's saying Zela. They're not 100% sure why Rashi is stressing it. But Rashi is Rashi. Vaitechut shot chelis, keneged michut, from the word michut. Ritzua shot twilin keneged shreich, dainu ritzua, that is a strap. Mishlaimer ritzua shot twilin, kibus charhu, ikano, kdiksif. We gain from the fact that the Gaim have more respect for us because we have twilin. Avachut shot chelis, shot titsis maya no ikra. Man ishtan et chelis, shizkikla chasul the titsis, that the Torah required titsis to have chelis. Shat chelis daim aliyam. By keeping mitzvah sittis, it's like except greeting the shechina. Why do we need all these comparisons? The pasuk only says rakia is daim elikisi akavod. Because Tchelis is not the color of the sky. El daima le daima, similar to a similar. K'may Tchelis daima le amara ayam, banan Zinon the Yam Taima Lamar Rakia. Rakia Taima Lakisi Akava, that we don't see. But Kroy Kadarish, the Sibir Kia Kamai Salubus Sapir, Oksibakisi Akava, Kamari Evan Sapir, the Muski say. So therefore, we gave from Tchelis. Now, just as an aside, and I'm not giving my Chumash Drash here now, is to say that the one of the only mitzvahs that we lost that are not Kliyas Baretz is Tchelis. It's not a coincidence that from wherever year they lost it, I don't know how long ago, till about 100 years ago, nobody had Tchelis at all. 100 years ago, and lately, everybody seems to have found Tchelis. Some people do wear it, some people don't wear it. I am not going there. I'm smart enough to stay away from a minefield. I have my own opinion on the matter, but that's not my point. But by the way, I'll take that back. I don't have my own opinion on the matter. I have my Rebbe's opinion on the matter. But the thing is, it's an interesting. We didn't lose anything else, much else. There's one thing that has nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael, nothing to do with Bitzes HaPulis Baretz, and we lost Tchelis. So obviously, and I'm going to leave it right there, and I'll let everybody say their own drushes, I hope not here, that Tchelis is Daimel, that because Tchelis is Daimel Yav Dav Yav 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 Yav, we lost that connection. That's part of Gullus. Part of Gullus was to lose that now. That doesn't mean you can't find Tchelis as not a thing. You can go do whatever you want. That's not my business. But it's saying that that connection that Tchelis had was taken away from us. The bottom line is, for 1,000 years, and I'm guessing 1,000 years, they didn't have Tchelis.
Isn't that
Tchelis? I'm being Mekayim Tzitzis right now. Without Tchelis. I don't have the Mitzvah Tchelis.
Why?
What?
Why did they take away Tchelis?
I don't know. That's exactly what I'm pointing out. So whatever the mile of Tchelis is that the Gemara tells us that Hashem gave us, he took it away from us. That's all I'm saying. I'll let everybody else say their drushes a different time. Yes.
Rabbi Masoretan?
Somebody is talking over here, Dr. Brink. You'll have to wait your turn. Yes.
This is going to Rabbi Yoel. This is an exact replica of Gemara Brachos. It's mentioned twice. It seems to be just an observation. Gemara is not saying we already know he said this way, and like it does in a number of places. There is mild significance to this. When you wear the Chela Shel Yad, you said it should be covered up. I mean, that is brought down. But what does anyone comment as to the significance of why this is being repeated in such a Brachos?
I don't know. I don't know. I won't answer it. I don't know. Let's see.
Why can't we get the stimulus covered every time we look at the sky? And it's not a mitzvah, but whatever it is.
So, obviously, it doesn't work. That's the obvious answer to your question. It's like the Musser question, so the answer is the question. You're right. Why can't we look at the sky? The terrace is that by giving it as a mitzvah of Tchelis, it makes it work. And without the mitzvah of Tchelis, it's harder. More difficult, we'll leave it at that, to make it work. Why? I don't know, but that's what it is. By the way, just because I said it, I have to say it. My Rebbe told me, and I just want to quote him, and I'm not getting involved in all the arguments. Everybody can do whatever they want. It's a free country. But my Rebbe told me that the reason Klal Yisrael did not accept Tchelis from the Radina Rebbe at that point, what do it hurt? What does it hurt? If it's not Tchelis, it's not Tchelis. So no way Tchelis. It is. You can't lose. Why not accept it? So my Rebbe told me that the Daily Soul felt that it can create problems. Because at that point, there was a big this he told me. He was Makabal both from Chassidus Shigdailim and Litzvah Shigdailim. This answer. That they at that point, there was a tumult about bringing Korbanos and Harabayas. They were going to pay the Arabs off to allow them to bring Korban Pesach. Because there's all Svarim written on this about bringing Korban Pesach. One of the stumbling blocks is that you need Big Day Kahuna. A Big Day Kahuna need for the Avnate Tchelis. So if you don't have Tchelis, it stops it. And the Daily Show did not want it. They did not hold the Indian of bringing the Korban Pesach. So one of the reasons they told people don't wear the Tchelis is this way people will say, we have Tchelis. Everybody's wearing Tchelis. Kach mekublani mi rabbi tzai.
Are we still clear what our gaman and tula shani are?
I have no idea. It doesn't seem that was a major problem. I don't know why not.
It is a major
Yes. I don't want to get off the subject, though, because you got a minute. Yes.
1 minute. I made the mistake of asking Roy about the chaos. He really took my head off. Says that it is conceivable to him that we would know something in these generations.
Again, I don't. If you notice, I don't wear clothes. Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, Dr. Bray.
You answered my question, Rabbi Yitzchak. Thank you.
Okay.
Right. It's a glue.
No, it's thread. So we got a mitzvah in thread.
But it's not.
Again, the mitzvah in thread manifested itself in a blue thread. It's the thread aspect that Avraham Avinu got us. It says, Ritsua shel tefillin, which places the tefillin.
I'm more worried about the
I don't know why.
The blue, it's the thread.
So, if it's...
Again.
It's not the blue for the blue, it's a thread for a thread.
Are we moving on the concept if we don't have Taylor?
You must.
That we don't see Shemayim or Kisei Kavod.
It has to be that way.
And the only way I see it, I think sometimes I've looked at the sky and I'm just overwhelmed by the color of the sky. Am I seeing just my imagination?
No, you can be overwhelmed. I don't have a Marabu Masech Hashem. The Rambam says you go out and see the world, you come to your Rasai. They're stating Rambam and Hilchos Yisaida Atayra. You get to Yiras Shemayim by looking around the world. It would be another avenue or a different avenue or a different Madrega. I can't tell you because I don't have Tchelos for my sisters. But Chazal are telling me that it works.
Better than just looking at the sky.
Obviously, if not, everybody said wouldn't have to give us the Tchelos. He'd give us a mitzvah look at the sky.
The reason I'm asking for it's a reminder.
Again, I'll say it again. Chazal are telling us that this is how you get there. That means they're telling me that the mitzvah, that this is going to work better than looking at the sky. How? I can't tell you. But that's what Chazal are telling me. There's a reason the Rabbi Shem gave us chelus. He didn't say look at the sky every morning. By the way, it's brought in halacha that you should have in there, have a window where you daven. Because it helps Kavana sometimes to look up and see Shemayim and say, wow, the Rabbi Shlomo created all this. It's an enhancing of Kavana. But that's nothing to do with this Gemara.
You don't get distracted.
Again, but it says to have a window in the room, so in case you want to get your Shemayim, you can look up. I'm just quoting a halacha to ask the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now we're leaving Agarata, so move on. Ain't it kind of... You can't write the Parsha Saita on a tablet, subtract you shall hate some wood. Yar, not paper, which is made out of grass in those days. Rashi shall have some. They grind it up. They're not grind it, they bang it, whatever it is. And they glue it together. It becomes like parchment, the old time paper. It didn't fall apart, but was really strong paper. That was the old-time paper made out of grass, not out of whatever they make it out of, the trees, sawdust. Beloyala diftera. Diftera is a kind of trashi. Or she'ena ma'ubat kol tarchai. It's a not-processed leather. The meliach v'kabiach. It's salted and treated with flour. Beloy ofet, but it was not treated with galnut. She'ema abdin ha'klofim ba'fotzim shekarim glish. The old process of making parchment was using gallnuts. And this one is unfinished parchment. You cannot write, cite the parsha on this. El ala Megillah. You have to write it on parchment. Shenemar, the sefer. It says you should write the Megillah on a sefer. Sefer is parchment. Eina kaisav loy bekumus, Rashi besefer's klav. Eina kaisav loy bekumus, the Rashi, Sraf ha'ilon, it's a kind of sap, umaticha ha'bemayim, that you dissolve in water, v'kaisav emenu, and you write with it. V'loi b'kankantam, Rashi says, it's vitrala udrament, kairanaisai, and I'm sure Archko has a nice English word that I don't know what it is.
I can't read it.
Ferrous sulfate,
maybe
it's not.
Ferrous sulfate.
What? Ferrous sulfate, very good. Not anything else that gets absorbed into the parchment, the trashy. The nivla beklav, the ena yochel limchaik, it doesn't erase easily. The kumbas, the kankantam of the reshim. Both the sap and the ferrous sulfate do that. They are written, when they go in, they're writing it on parchment. It gets absorbed in the parchment, which makes it non-erasable. You have to scratch it off. And the Torah says that the water should erase it. So, Malchus d'chshenemar, ela b'jai, ink, d'chrashi, shalonu, shosarav, which is also made of a kind of sap. So I'm not 100% sure why that sap is different than this sap, but it is. And the ink, shenemar, umbacha, ksav, shiyachol, limachais, a ksav that could get erased by water. Yes, doctor. Right, the Mishnah is saying that. I know that. I just said they both made out of sap. Rashi calls kuma sap, and he calls joy sap. Has to be a different sap. That's all I said. Okay. That's what. Amarava. Megillah Saita Shekasva Malayla Psula. A Megillah Saita written in the nighttime is fussel. That means the Kayan cannot write this at night. He had to write this during the daytime. Shinemar, my time up. Ask your Tyra Tyra. It's Xavier Shava. Tivaka, but also law, Kalatai, Kayan is Kalatai Razai. It says by Saita, he should do all these teachings. Uksiv Hasam, Apia Tyra Shayer Rucha, Bala Mishpat. It's talking about Zakim Amre. It's talking about somebody who rebelled against Sanhedrin. It says, you have to listen to Sanhedrin. Says Apia Taira Bapia Mishpat. Ma Mishpat Bayim, Af Megillah Saita Bayim. Just like judgment has to be done by day. So we derive that so the Saita, every aspect of Saita, including the Parsha, has to be written by day. Rashi, Mishpat Bayim, Sanhedrin Nafkalom Evahoya Bayim Hanchiloi. Talking about the day he bequeathed. He could have said, Bahachiloi. What's Bayim Hanchiloi? To tell me that all monetary judgments have to start by day. It's interesting that Rashi brings that pasuk because there it only has to start by day. Here we're learning out by sight that the whole process has to be done by day. Then Taisus brings a different pasuk that says that Dinin Nefashis have to be done by day, and he compares sight to the Dinin Nefashis, whereas Rashi has sight to lined up as a monetary case, or similar to a monetary case. Just pointing it out, and we'll leave it at that. Dr. Gemar Weiter. Kasvil and Mefreya, this is Rava still telling us certain halachas about the writing of the Parashah of Saita. Kasvil and Mefreya, Psula. If you write it out of order, it's puzzle. Now, I looked around at the Mefarshim. Everybody agrees to this. I didn't see anybody say the other part, which is I'm going to speak out in a second. And that is saying that if you wrote the word, it's not in order. That means you wrote the second word and then followed it with the first word. That's what the Mefreya means. It has to be written in the same way it's written in the Torah. For instance, Va'at Kisatis. If you write Kisatis Va'at, it's out of order. But I didn't see anybody say that, like by Tfilin, it's Ma'akev, that you write it that way. You can't skip a letter and then go back to it by Tfilin. By Sefer Torah, you can. They do it all the time. By Sefer Torah, you can write, skip, come back. There's no halacha, even though Sefer Torah has to be written in order. But it has to not be written in order, meaning, I don't know what the word I'm trying to use is. You could, the words have to be in order, but the writing doesn't have to be in order. Right? I can skip five lines, right, then come back to the five lines. In Tfilin, I can't do that. Every letter has to be written exactly, and if I miss the letter, the whole fire is just puzzled. I can't go back. I'm throwing in. No erasing. I'm throwing in. That's halacha. But here, they all say the Mefreya is that it should be out of order, yes. I know, but I saw some, like, Rashi uses Kaseder Hazat. Again, I was so big, I looked around, nobody said it. So I'm not going to, I'm just mentioning it exists, but I didn't see anybody say it here. So Rashi, Limifreya, Yerech Melampu Betten. Right? Latzbaz Yerech Melampu Betten, and then they put Latzbaz Mamayach. Right? It's out of order. Kaseder Hazat, Either you wrote it totally out of order, backwards. Instead of limpo yarup, you write yarup with limpo. Instead of litzvah beten, you write beten litzvah. Or some words are that way. Shinema, nixiv, right. Nixiv, because of its all this ha'ela, the grash ha'ela mashmukhavet shes durim the parsha. Ha'ela means write in the way it's organized in the parsha, write the words in order, meaning do not write the last word before the next word.
But
you're saying that if I skip. I didn't see anybody say by sight that he can't skip. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, so in this such halacha, I did not see, I was looking around, hoping I would find somebody would say that, but nobody did. So I'm not going to say it, because nobody says it.
By Megillah,
it's Esther, it's Karel, I have no idea what you just said. Right, exactly. No, it has to be written in order as well by Megillah.
Yeah.
But not like Philip, again. In order has two halachas. Torah also has to be written in order. Bereishis bara lekim. You can't write a lekim bara bereishis. That's written in order. But you can write the word lekim before you write the word bereishis bara. As long as you fill in bereishis bara where it belongs. Tefillin is a special halacha. That if I write bereishis, let's say I write Shema Yisrael, Shem Lekein Hashem Echad V'Ahavta, and I make him, and I wrote S, and then I realize that my tuf is not good. So I go and erase the tuf, and I want to write the tuf that's on the tuf. No letter can be written, it has to be exactly letter by letter, no correction can be made. That's why, more than anything else, filling your trusting people. And the same with Tyra, I can check if it's kosher or not. No, I can't check if he did it Lishma, and I can't check that he wrote the Shemus Lishma. There's a lot of things I can't check in the Sefer Torah, but at least I can check the words. In Tefillin, the words don't mean anything. Because I also have to trust him that he wrote it in the right order. I can't tell that. Mezuzah is also right. Mezuzah is not Tefillin.
And the Shemus
is have to read it in order? I didn't know that. I know that a lot of again, I was told, I don't know this firsthand, that Seferim leave the Shemus out when they write on Sunday. Then Monday morning they go to the mikveh, then they come and write the Shemus of yesterday, and then continue writing today, and they skip the Shemus. The first thing they do every morning is fill in the Shemus of yesterday's writing. That's what somebody, again, I have no idea, that's what somebody told me they do. Yes?
As far as the letters in order, I thought the letters could be written all at the same time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, but that's not by Tzolom. Not by Mezuzah.
No, by I don't know.
Okay, anyway, go back here. So, again, I didn't see anybody say that, so we're going to stick to Parshat Shad. That when you look at the words, they're in order. That's all it says.
It's written in puzzle, but you, would it work?
What?
Would it work?
What, so a written puzzle?
No, if you mean Sosa.
No. No.
You just got to say, filling in the names is wrong. Because a whole word, you're not allowed to go them up right backwards. A name is backwards, a whole word.
It has to be backwards. Backwards means that you, when you read it, the words are out of order. After you finish writing it, the words have to be in order.
Oh, so I can write them all out of order in the Tefillin?
No, Tefillin has to be written in order. I'm not talking about Tefillin, I'm talking about Sefer Torah.
But by Tefillin,
every letter has to be written exactly in order.
But I can fill in the Shemus.
No, I cannot.
You just said that.
I was talking about Sefer Torah.
So then you have children that are not good with Chachila, but you didn't know it because we're counting on the sofa. You get Schar Gwen film.
You have to talk to Rabbi Nisham about that. I can't answer you. What happens if a person opens up his soul and he finds your puzzle? Sad. I assume he gets Schar for trying. But I don't give out the tzar. I'm not, you know, they didn't give me that in my department.
There are, you know, like all these various stories.
Yeah, again, I'm out against the story.
If you don't do something, you don't get the scar, but you may not get punishment for it. But if you don't do something...
See, doctor, I don't know. You might know, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not so fast. I can't help it. I'm not, my personality does not allow me to do that.
No, yeah, my personality says there is a God.
That's exactly it. And I have an Avinu Avarachman. Exactly. I agree with you. My God is Avinu Avarachman. I'm Rachim Rachim Naleinu. So I don't know how he views trying. How am I supposed to know? I will say the following. You didn't get the mitzvah of Tulum. How does it affect Schar? I have no idea.
That's
right. Right.
That's exactly what I meant.
Okay, I said that right away. Weiter.
You were correct.
Zachti Gemara Weiter. Kasvi Kaidim Shetakabal Allah Shvuah Sulam. If he wrote it before she accepted the oath, it's puzzled. Cannot write the Parsha Saita on the Megillah till she accepts Amri Yishame Namin. Though the Kayan makes her swear the oath, the whole business, and she responds, Amen, Amen, then he can start writing. Because that's how the Torah wrote it, in the Chumash. Vishbiyah Kayan as the Isha. And then because of Stryfesh. In fact, Titus here says something interesting. At the beginning of the Pirik, Titus pointed out, and we learned that, Titus, that the order of Sukkim and the order of Mishnayos are out of order. They don't follow the same order. Here Titus says, and the Seder HaParsha Mechuvanim, and the Seder HaMishnas Ein Seder LaMishnah. Here Taisa seems to side, like I said at the beginning of the Perek. At the beginning of the Perek, he just pointed out that there are different orders. Here he seems to say that the one you follow is the Seder of the Pasuk. Again, we will run into a problem with that later on, but again, that's what Taisa seems to say. So the Pasuk says, first you make the Shavuot, and she says, Amen, Amen. Then it says, the custom is Alisaela, the Sefer, Umbacha, Amen, Amarim. So it has to be after the Shavuot. Right. If she did it the other way, it's puzzle. The Rashi, no Rashi. Kasvi Igeres Psula. If he wrote it like a letter, it's puzzle. So Rashi, Igeres Beloy Shirtut. Without Shirtut, I never knew how to pronounce that word. Every time I say it one way, I get corrected the other way. So I don't. What? Shirtut. So if you write it without Shirtut, it's puzzle. Now, because the Sefer has Sirtut. Now, there's a big tumult if you see a long Taisus over here. Big Machloikus Yishayim. But basically, every Sefer Torah has lines in it. Now, whether they're Ma'akiv, they're not Ma'akiv, you definitely need lines on the margins. And whatever that Sefer Torah needs, so does Saita. You cannot write it without Sirtut. The Sefer Amarachvana, the Trashi. The same from Rachman of Allah Lamaishim Sinai, Shasuram Shikham Sirtut. And Allah Lamaishim Sinai is that whatever is called the Sefer needs Sirtut.
All
Kodesh
writing needs Sirtut.
One of them does not need Sirtut. Tulum does not need Sirtut. What that means, you see the sizes? Kasra, Igeres, Psua. That's exactly what he discusses.
Doesn't the Megillah require a Sirtut? Doesn't the Megillah, it's called an Igeres?
Yeah, Megillah needs Sirtut because the Gemara Megillah says, Mamash, the Gemara Megillah is your Kasha. And the Gemara says, Nikwi Igeres and Nikwi Sefer. And it's called a Sefer because Tricha Sirtut Kamita Shotaira. Gemara Megillah. You want to learn the Taisus? That challenge? When I prepared, I learned the Taisus. It's two sheets in Taisus, what exactly is needed, what's not needed. We're not going to go there. Because the Gemara says in Gittin that every time you write three or four words of Chumash, you have to have Sirtut. So, what is that halacha? So it doesn't need Sirtut, the Gemara says. So, it's complicated. That's why there's this long Taisus. So anybody that's interested can learn the Taisus and find out all the answers. Again, we'll leave it right there, but I'm not going any further than that. Right there. Zogt die Gemara weiter. Kasva Ashnei Davim Sula. Rashi learns, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, but we will learn Rashi because we learn Gemara Rashi.
This is all Rava? This is all Rava?
It's all Rava. A whole Amud he spoke. The whole Amud. Kasvashne Davim Sula. If you write it on two columns, it's puzzle. Say for Echad Amarachmana, Veloy Shnayim Besarish Yisvarim. Because if it's on two columns, it's not considered Sefer Echad. Rashi, Shnei Davim, Kedavim Shal Sefer Torah Asuyim Amudim, which are made in columns. Tosfos has a big problem, because there are many places where it says the word Sefer, and it's allowed on two columns, so why does Rashi learn this way? He argues in Rashi, but this is what Rashi says. So we learn Rashi. Rashi says two columns are a puzzle, because it's not a Sefer. Torah is two Svarim. Every column is considered a separate Sefer. So Rashi says. Right. What if he writes one letter, then he erases it in the water? Then he writes the next letter, and he erases it in the water. And he writes the whole parsha letter by letter, and erases each letter in the water by itself. So he wrote it, and he erased it. Dr. Rava, Pasul Psula, the Siva Asala Akayan is called Hatayra Hazayis. He has to write it all out. Means it has to be together. Rashi, Kosovo Isakos of Macha Lamayim. The Kosovo Kosovo Ishalachrael Macha. Achi Hishlam is Kula Pasu, the Siv is Kala Taira, Achi Kula Ka'echar. It has to be all written before you start erasing. Yes, doctor.
Did you see anyone mention in terms of
that
it seemed to be impossible that as you, after you have erased the first
letter, throw it in the wet and not take the ink. I didn't see anybody say anything, so I can't answer. Dr. Gemara Baiter. Boy, Rava. The now Rava asked the Shiloh. You know, you see Tosfos has a lot of Tosfos in here. And this too, I'm with him. There's a reason for it, because he has difficulty in different shot purposes of Gemara, so we have to go through them. But we will try our best with Rashi. Boy Rava, Kasav Beis Megillus L'shtei Saitas. He wrote two Megillus, and he wrote it for two different Saitas. Now, right away, the question is, didn't we say Yenais HaMitzvahs Chavilus Chavilus? We're not supposed to do two Saitas together. Terence Angel told me, we had the Gemara earlier, that if two Kehanim do it, it's okay. But here we have one kain doing it because it says, "Umacha l'toich kais echad." He erased both of them in the same cup of water. So it's mashma, it's the same kain that's erasing both of them in the same cup of water. Again, they ask the kasha, and they answer that it's not ma'akim of the evad. We're asking, is it kosher or not? Not whether you should do it or not. So the question is, ma'u, k'sima l'shma b'ina v'yikav. We have the Ksiva Lishma. It was written L'shem this lady. They wrote it L'shem Rachel. They wrote the other one L'shem Leah. Oduma Bina Nami Mechika Lishma. Or maybe it has to be erased in water Lishma, meaning by itself, Dr. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, because the truth is you can do it Lishma. Dr. Rashi trained Lishma, but save for L'atzmai. Lishma just doesn't mean here to have her in mind, to have it unique, only for her, the Sifa Asala Lishma. Mechikanami Bekais Lishma La'atzma. Right? Because Rashi's bothered, I can take two stars of Saita and do one L'shem Bracha, one L'shem Lay in the same water. That's not La'atzma. Lishma would need her own water. The Mechika only for her, in the own water for herself.
Where do we even know that?
Let me just finish Rashi. Yes.
I'm surprised no one. So
you don't know that now.
I'm
yes.
Asking that. Where do we see that even the Ksiva has to be Lishma?
That's a great question. That's going to be discussed in Daf Chav Amud Beis, which is one of the problems that the Gemara here doesn't bring the Gemara Chav Amud Beis, where the Gemara discusses whether you need the Ksiva Lishma or not.
I mean, this is a kitten over here. I didn't. Right away, we got into it, saying, "Oh, it's like
it was Shiloh." Because it says, "Asa Allah Hakayin." What's Asa Allah?
We never had that drasha.
Right here.
We did.
Right here. It says, "Asa Allah Hakayin."
Okay, I'm
Rashi.
I can't see the Rashi in
front. Okay, it's a big problem. You got yourself a magnifying glass. When is your surgery?
Mr. Shem, in about a week and a half.
Okay, Mr. Shem, you'll be able to see the Rashi clearly.
I can't see. I mean, it's unbelievable.
The only problem is that they...
You can't see with one eye?
Yeah, but it's too...
I understand. It gives you a headache. I went through it. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes. What? I told you already, Sam Salmon. Yes.
No, you didn't.
I told you last week. Yes.
Yeah, the only problem is using one cup for two Megillus.
Again.
Yeah, the only problem. Otherwise, they
can
have two
soldiers
going through the ceremony and saying,
"A
man,
a
man." They
could
do it
at
one time.
Well, they're saying it to each one.
Don't do two
bits of it. Again, that was a nice and Mrs. Chavilas. I mentioned the question.
So I don't know how far the Chavilas go.
It's not Ma'akim but the Evan.
So the same thing with the
business,
I'm not confused, right?
No, it's not. The business is kosher if you do. By the way, we do do two at one time, but we keep one baby out while we do the other one. Well, we're going to cut both babies, right?
Yeah. The problem is that usually the same cup.
The problem is, Rashi learns, that Lishma of Mechika would require recognizable water used only for this lady.
That's the only problem.
That's the Shiloh. Gemara didn't say it's a problem. Gemara asked it as a Shiloh. Is it a problem or not?
Okay.
That's what the Gemara wanted to know.
It's a shame, right?
That's because you are erasing Hashem's name.
I mean, if you would put it in, shame is Mechmocha, the rest was completely...
No, the whole thing has to be erased.
Oh, I thought it was...
The problem that bothers us is the fact that we're reading by Hashem's name. The fact that we're inviting to rest doesn't bother us.
But
you ever write a single time and erase a piece? We can't erase Hashem's name. It's an isser.
I understand that, but
that's why we go always zero in on that point.
Saying, but if the oath, the Hashem's name, unfortunately, was erased, but other letters...
It's not good enough. The whole thing...
Really?
No. Mitch, then we'll continue. Everybody have a wonderful, great day.